From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, December 4th. Coming up, more than 80% of all intensive care beds in the state are now occupied, according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. We get a statewide perspective on COVID hospitalizations from Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger is blaming Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker for not controlling a fatal COVID outbreak at an Illinois veterans home. Dave McKinney reports.
About 3 weeks ago, the state confirmed six COVID-related deaths at the LaSalle Veterans Home, 95 miles west of Chicago. Now, 30 veterans are dead. Kinzinger wants Pritzker to explain why an earlier offer for extensive on-site help from federal infectious disease experts wasn't accepted until this week.
When you have a leadership of the state and for a month, you know, denies federal help, that ends somewhere. The buck stops somewhere. And if it's not the governor needs to say who it does stop with, and there has to be accountability.
A Pritzker spokeswoman disputed Kinzinger's claims and said an internal probe is underway that could trigger disciplinary action. This is Dave McKinney.
Illinois' blood supply is again experiencing a critical shortage as the coronavirus pandemic wears on. Selena Roldan, the CEO of the American Red Cross of Chicago and Northern Illinois, says someone needs blood every 2 seconds. But blood donations could prove especially valuable if a person has already recovered from COVID-19.
You are needed to donate your plasma to help patients currently battling the virus. Convalescent plasma is a type of blood donation collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19 and has antibodies that may help patients actively fighting the virus.
The Red Cross and other organizations are also testing blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies. State health officials announced nearly 11,000 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and almost 200 additional deaths. They say some data is still delayed from this past holiday weekend. The 7-day case positivity rate is 10.4%. Champaign County saw an increase of 156 COVID-19 cases yesterday and is currently dealing with a total of more than 900 active cases of the virus. 18 Champaign County residents are currently hospitalized due to the virus. Meanwhile, at Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves counties across central Illinois, 62 patients are now hospitalized with the virus, with 9 in the ICU. Farmers are feeling more pessimistic in the aftermath of the presidential election. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
The monthly Ag Economy Barometer put out by Purdue University calculates how optimistic ag producers are feeling in both the short and the long term. In October, the barometer recorded its highest ever index. In November, though, that number plummeted. Michael Langemeyer helps calculate the index. He says this month's survey asked about several policy-related issues and reflects the overall dissatisfaction with the outcome of the presidential election.
Those questions are related to environmental regulations, taxes, farm safety net, ethanol industry.
Langemeyer says farmers are still relatively optimistic in the short term due to high crop prices and good trade news. He says optimism shot up in the aftermath of the 2016 election. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, there are now more people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Illinois than in the peak of the first wave in the spring. We hear from an ER doctor on the front lines. That's next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on The 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Across Illinois, more than 80% of all ICU beds are now occupied, according to data from the state's Department of Public Health. That's raising concerns about hospitals potentially filling up in the coming weeks. To learn more, Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with ER Dr. Ernest Wong. He's past president of the Illinois College of Emergency Physicians and chief of emergency medicine at North Shore in Evanston.
The Midwest has really been hit quite hard this second go-around, probably more so than the first time. What I think a lot of us are seeing is higher numbers that look just unbelievable, the way that the curve is going up. We have more hospitalizations now than we did in the spring. but we're putting less people on ventilators overall, although, you know, we're starting to track that going up too, and that seems to be the pattern, right? The cases go up, the hospitalizations go up, and then ICU use goes up, and then you have ventilator use go up. And so I think we're all now just waiting to see what that's going to look like, how that's going to peak out. And I don't know if we know for sure.
Lately, we've been hearing news about hospitals across the country filling up. Several hospitals in central Illinois that I've checked in with more recently, you know, areas that didn't really get hit that hard in that first wave the way that maybe Chicago and the Collar counties did, they've reported having actually reached full capacity at certain times in recent weeks. And I know you don't have a crystal ball to predict the future, but at the same time, there are models that public health folks and hospital workers look at to make predictions. So I'm curious to hear what your sense is of whether Illinois hospitals will run out of space and when that would happen and what that would actually look like. What would happen in that case?
The number of medical surgical beds is going down. I haven't looked at the IDPH website, but if you look at the website, there's the fuel gauges on bed availability. I'm sure we're all getting down below 20% around the state. And you're right, you know, the whole state has turned red, if you will, from infection, whereas before it was mostly in the Chicagoland area. And yeah, I think we're all concerned about what that's going to look like the next couple weeks.
I mean, I imagine there's the hard conversations you have to have as a hospital system. What will we do if it comes to that, right? Like, what are some of the questions you're mulling over in those conversations?
Well, we're thinking about several things. How do we provide care for not only the COVID patients, but non-COVID patients? Because, you know, ethically, you have to be able to treat everybody. And, you know, we have to talk about what kinds of cases do we really, you know, should we be providing, you know, the full extent of care? What patients, you know, will the treatments benefit? It becomes a use-benefit question. If I'm in a high-risk category, I have a very severe case, and it doesn't look like, you know, it's going to be, you know, a good outcome. You know, I think there needs to be discussions about what is realistic.
What is it like for ER doctors and nurses right now who've been running full steam for 8-9 months now with no really clear end in sight? Can you talk about what it's like to be on the hospital floor?
We talk about a lot. You know, I think a lot of us are tired. This has been going on for, you know, since March. And even though the end is potentially in sight now, and, you know, we're hearing good news about vaccines, and so there is hope. And, you know, in the scheme of things, I tell people this, you know, compared to the flu pandemic in 1918, which was many years long, you know, this has not even been a year. So, you know, I look at it from a glass half full. But a lot of us are very tired now. We're not as, I think, fearful of the disease. We know what it is, what it presents like, and how we treat it. We're doing a great job of treating it better. And as long as we have the proper PPE, we're well protected, and we know that now. But it is hard to watch all the stuff going on, people going out, and, you know, you want people to try and socially distance, wear a mask, and, you know, there's so many conflicting messages, and just to watch, you know, all the big get-togethers, and, you know, it's hard to watch. It is hard to watch.
That's ER Dr. Ernest Wong, past president of the Illinois College of Emergency Physicians. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. Finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says our mild weather continues today with sunny skies and a high of 46 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Hannah Meisel, Dana Cronin, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.